Morning, J-Pod.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
You're a genius, James.
Is that you, Rooch?
Yes.
No.
That was extraordinary the way that defence worked. What have you done to them?
Obviously the pre-season has been pretty long and hard, and the way the backline group, I suppose, have adjusted to Pikey's new style has been great. We probably didn't see it the way we liked in round one, but over the pre-season at training and the pre-season games, we did see it, and it was good to sort of see our style yesterday.
Was that as close? I mean, no team's going to be perfect, but is it as close to perfect as you can get in a competitive game?
It's a hard question to answer, Ridge, because you're right. The question is no, because you're never going to be perfect. But there was a lot of things that I think the coaching staff really liked about the whole team, because realistically, I know the defenders turned the ball over a lot down there, but the pressure the mids put on the forwards was really good, so it allowed us to suppose intercept some balls and go back the other way.
Is yesterday what Don Pike's been talking about, total team football?
Yeah,
you'd
know Pikey, and you've probably listened to his media conferences and you're interviewing him, but he's all about balance and exactly having guys all around the ground that put pressure on and also can attack. So total team football is exactly that. So learn to defend as a team, learn to attack as a team, and then win contests. So I think we saw a bit of that yesterday.
The way in which the Adelaide players, as soon as they had the ball, just spread that fan just running out of defence. Why did that work so well, James?
Oh, I think credit first should go to our fitness staff. I think we've got maybe one or two players on our injury list at the moment. So the fitness base that we've had and we've been able to develop over the pre-season has been great, and it allows us to run and take the game on, really. So I think you sort of saw that come to fruition yesterday. And then I suppose, at the start of the game, you, as a player, as an individual, you might get a couple of touches and you get a bit of confidence up. And that probably happened with our backs, is they got their hands on the ball, and then for the rest of the game, they were kind of up and about, and using that running power that we do possess down there was evident.
Just tell us about the week where there was a lot of a build-up about how Adelaide would defend against three big men from Port Adelaide. Then it changes on Friday morning. What was the approach, and particularly with how you were going to match up? We noticed the change in selection where Kyle Hardigan came in to give you that third tall defender. But what was the whole process for you during the week?
Well, look, I rate Port Adelaide's forward line as one of the most dangerous in the continent. I think, bringing Hardo in, was his form over the preseason being really good, and was stiff to miss out round one, but also played well in the SNFL the week before. So for him to come back in, and he actually played really well as an individual yesterday. But we scouted, obviously, Port Adelaide pretty intensely during the week, and their ability to get the ball in quick was to dangerous forwards. And I'm talking about not just tall, they've got some great coming forwards as well, which you've got to keep an eye on. But from our perspective, I think all we did was really pick our sort of best six or seven defenders to play the game, regardless of matchups. Even when there was a change made when Shields came out, it didn't really affect us, because we sort of just wanted to play a certain system anyway, and I think you saw that yesterday.
The 70 inside 50s that Port Adelaide did achieve, is that a bit of a misleading number in the end?
In what way?
That it seems a lot, but when it doesn't produce much on the scoreboard, maybe it's those classic... You know, we see a lot of inside 50s as soon as you just get over that white line on the park, but it doesn't really mean anything.
Yeah, I think today we're sort of in the process of reviewing where those inside 50s came from. So once we do that, we can probably have a definitive answer, really. But, obviously, ideally, 70 inside 50s is not ideal, and we don't want to give up that many, because it gives, obviously, the Dixons, the Greys and the Wingards of the world more opportunities. But I thought we actually, most of the inside 50s were probably under pressure, and when it did get in there, we probably got it done most of the time.
On that point then, James, have you found that regardless whether it be Port Adelaide or any, I mean, we always talk about Port Adelaide and their need for time and space, but if your defence can be that vigilant and denying any team the time to work into space, they're just going to be hard to score against?
Yeah, I think you're probably seeing the AFL transition and that sort of type of defence, really. I mean, I think it's been the last five, six, 7 years where coaches have been talking about team defense, and we're no different. I mean, you get a team defending together, there's obviously going to be less space out in the ground. And I mean, Port Adelaide try and do the same thing to us. So it's really important.
You must love it, James, as a forward yourself, the service that your boys are getting. I mean, the bravery from your back line and your midfield yesterday, the four or five boys leading out would just be licking their chops.
Yeah, I think Josh Jenkins has had a good round one game, and he backed it up again yesterday, which is fantastic. And I think, you know, the ability for us to have multi-facets towards goals as a backline coach, if I was scouting the Crows, it'd be something that would probably keep me up at night, which is great. So those guys work really well together as well. Tommy Lynch, Tex Walker, Eddie Betts, JJ, they've all played a fair bit of footy together. And I know that as a player, as a forward, you just love that chemistry. And once you get that chemistry, you start to understand where players move, how they lead, where they want the ball. And I think we're starting to get that. But there's still a few things that those guys are continually working on with David Teague, which is great. So there's still upside.
James, it's only two games and it's a short pre-season, as we know. But would you say that Adelaide's a better team this year? The emphasis being on team?
Yeah, I'd like to hope so, Rich. I think not only the coaches, but the players and all the staff around the club have put a lot of effort into making us better. And I think at the end of the season is the only time that you can sit back and review that. But I think we're pretty confident internally that we are better. And we just got to continually put our best foot forward and get the results that prove that, really.
So my point there is you've lost your club champion, and we know how sensitive that is with some Crows fans about bringing up the Patrick Dangerfield name, but it is an individual who's been lost from the group. But the group seems to be playing better team football.
Yeah, I suppose you saw it yesterday, and round one you didn't see it. So it's about for us, I suppose, bringing it week in, week out. And as all South Australians know, and I suppose the nation knows, Patrick Dangerfield is one of the premier players in the competition, if not in the top three. So most of the teams that get Patrick or play against Patrick will play with Patrick would be a better team. And, you know, we're trying to fill that, not really trying to fill that void, but we're just trying to improve everyone else on our list to make the whole group better. And I think that's what we're I suppose, aspiring to do.
It's an interesting thought as to whether you can lose your best player but actually become a better team without him.
Rich, I think if you look at history, suggests that a lot of teams have lost their best player and went on to be even more successful. So you look at Hawthorn, when Buddy left, they went on to win a premiership. Geelong lost Gary Ablett in 2010 and went on to win a premiership. So I'm not saying that we're going to do that, but you know, I think where footy's heading these days, Rich, is that it's about the 18 or 22 guys that represent you on the day. And if those guys can all improve and improve 5, 10% on their, I suppose, on their PB, the whole group will improve a lot more. So that's what we're trying to do.
We know it's a business and you've got to get onto the Tigers. Do you get a chance to enjoy it, though, Pods, from last night?
The players get about 15 minutes, I reckon, after a game to soak in, I suppose. But then they're into recovery. They have recovery today. And most of the guys will go down and watch our SNFL side play against Port up in the Murray, which is pretty exciting as well. But and then we sort of move on pretty quickly. I think it's just the industry that we're in these days that, there's no real time, to be honest, on enjoying it. But the whole idea is to enjoy the day-to-day stuff at footy, and we're trying to create an environment where players can come in and be themselves and do that. So win, lose or draw.
Don Pike put that on the agenda, James, about he notes how the Australian cricket team celebrates its wins very well. Is it just too hard to do it in an AFL context?
I think it's just the reality of professional sport, to be honest. I mean, that you have to just move on really quickly from a physical and mental recovery point of view from the players. I mean, the coaches probably spend more time reviewing a game than the players would, but I think our fitness staff do a great job in getting players up week in, week out, and that's the priority of AFL because it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Well, you all deserve many, many pats on the back for what you delivered yesterday. That was
you boys can enjoy it, Pods. That's the thing. In the coaching group, you guys can enjoy it before you take on the Tigers. We appreciate your time. Good luck against Richmond. They'll be looking to bounce back next weekend, and appreciate your time on the roast.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, James.